This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? Well, then listen to What We Spend. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Payne and Pendergast. Rocket season is over, and now it's on to the offseason. And I would say that the Rockets, just blindly, I would say this. I haven't power ranked it or anything. And obviously, we've still got a few more rounds of the playoffs to go. There's still eight teams playing basketball. But I can't imagine that the Rockets are outside of the top five most interesting teams around the league going into this offseason. You know, they surprised a lot of people with a two seed this year, winning 52 games. It's a young core where Jalen Green's playoff performance notwithstanding, it's a young core where all the young guys that matter are all, generally speaking, in ascension right now. I'm not going to take Jalen Green's playoff series against Golden State and say that he's not still an ascending player, but obviously he needs to get to another level if he's going to be the best guy on a championship-level team. He's got a lot of work to do that, but an interesting team. And so some of these action items, Seth, are now, you know, starting to get checked off. The biggest one, at least in the short term, was going to be, what does this team do with Fred VanVleet? Because the way Fred VanVleet's contract was written was that a decision needed to be made on his team option, which is nearly $45 million for next year, and it's the Rockets' decision. The decision needed to be made by the end of this week, 5 days after the Rockets' playoff run was over. That's how the – I don't know why it was written that way, because most of those options are pushed till after the playoffs. But that's now what the Rockets and Fred VanVleet have agreed to. They've agreed to take what was a date, an imminent date, to make a decision on whether it's going to be opting into $45 million or, in all likelihood, a new deal that's a little longer with a smaller average annual value, still a lot of money, but just structured differently. They've now kicked that can down the road till June 29th. So they don't need to decide anything with Fred VanVleet until June 29th.
It's the kind of thing that it feels like you do when you're very close or have an agreement in philosophy, at least, and both sides like each other. You know, like, so at the very, I guess, what can you know for sure? At the very least, it's not a contentious situation.
No, it's not contentious. Right? No, yeah. it's not contentious. And I think here's the thing, though. Like, all these other moving parts that the Rockets are kind of outwardly kind of backing away from, and what I mean by that are things like Kevin Durant and Giannis Antetokounmpo, stuff like that. Yeah. Publicly, we heard Raphael Stone say it, like, bet on continuity is what he said earlier this week. They want, and I believe that their first choice is that to hope that this core that they've built is what takes them to the promised land eventually. But that may not be the case. And the thing that I think 5 days after the season's over doesn't give you enough time to gauge what that outside market is, because the fact of the matter is that if you opt into Fred VanVleet's $45 million, he becomes a pretty prominent part, could potentially be part of a trade, because you need those salaries to match up. I think the Rockets would not like to do that, because I think they want Fred VanVleet to be on this team. But I think kicking it down the road for another 6 weeks or whatever it is allows the dust to settle on all of the possibilities, as opposed to, like, we got to do this by Friday. Well, we don't even know if Kevin Durant wants out of Phoenix now.
Well, no. My point, though, is that but Fred has to agree to this as well to push it back. So yes, that's the part where it takes two. Yeah. Like, Fred VanVleet could have said, well, nope, sorry.
Take
that's
it early.
Deal.
Yeah, make a decision.
You got to do it. You got to make the decision now. Like, it suggests that both of the, you know, Fred VanVleet wants to stay and the Rockets want him there. It's just a matter of, all right, let's hammer out. Are we on the same page in enough places that we can just kick this down the road a little bit? So it's, I 100% understand why the team would do it. It's why would Fred VanVleet agree to it? It's because he wants to be here.
Yep.
And that he feels like the Rockets are going to do right by him.
Yeah, and I get my scenario of them mixing him into a deal, I think it's so infinitesimally small. I absolutely think both sides want to be together, not just next year, but I think for multiple years too. So anyway, June 29th is now the date for that. So we can put that on the back burner for now. Steven Adams posted on Instagram yesterday, Seth, that I want you to, you tell me, does this sound like a goodbye to you? Because I think Steven Adams has gotten to a place with Rocket fans that he went from being a curiosity because he was, when they picked him up, it was at the trade deadline last year and he was injured. So you knew he was going to be on the team this year, but an aging player coming off an injury, to a guy who during the regular season, like, oh, okay, I kind of like what Steven Adams brings. He only plays every other game because they're managing his knee, but okay. To in the playoffs, he became one of the most popular Houston Rockets of the last 5 to 10 years, it felt like, in the 7-game series against the Warriors, you know?
Yeah, I mean, the hard decision for the Rockets is exactly, all right, we, you know, with the big man lineup, for instance, yeah, the plus minus was incredible on it. It was very, very effective, but it's also something that they know they can't ride. It's one of those lineups that if you use it 30 minutes a night, yeah, time after time, you're going to run up against the wall at some point.
Yep.
Whether Steven Adams is completely healthy or not, I think even if he didn't have the minutes restrictions, things get clunky down there. So, yeah, like, what are they looking at? I think the biggest question is just, all right, is he 2 years, when he's 2 years removed from his injury, is he a guy that you can play just more minutes more frequently without having to have off nights and all that?
And it's not just the Rockets looking at him that way. Is the rest of the league looking at him that way? You know, because he is going to be a free agent. Now, you tell me, is this a goodbye? Houston, thank you. The energy, passion, and unwavering support you brought to the arena this year were nothing short of incredible. I hope we represented this city with the pride and resilience that define what it means to be a Houstonian. Going to battle with the brothers was an honor. We fought with grit, heart, and determination, displaying the kind of resilience that goes beyond the court. Proud of the boys and everything we learned together. End quote.
That just feels like an epilogue for the 2024-25 season.
It does? Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I was waiting for the hammer to drop where I'll always have fond memories of Houston.
That would have been a goodbye.
This will always be a special place for me or anything. No, that felt very much like just the end of a chapter.
Okay.
Not the end of the whole damn book
of
Steven Adams in Houston.
So I wanted to bounce it off you. I knew you'd talk me off the ledge because I want Steven Adams to stay for the press conferences. If nothing else, I tried to find the best cut. He had an epic press conference after Game 6, I think it was, when they tied the series at 3. Take a listen to this. This is a reporter who asks one of those questions that's not really a question, but Steven Adams is the guy who's going to ask you, so was that a question, bro?
Much respect. You've been extremely aggressive. A lot of blocks. And want to see where this energy comes from. This last few games, a lot of blocks coming in, and much respect.
Thank you, Bart. Was that a question?
Yeah.
What is it?
Where does all
this energy come from in this last few games with all the blocks?
It just comes down to the defensive system, bro. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's not like I'm going every time. You know what I mean? But like the boys on the ball is doing a really good job at making sure that these guys throw up an off-balance shot. Those are the ones you can go after, like the block shots. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, it's just like you have to be there. If I'm the low guy, which I try to be, well, most of the time I try and be the low man so I could come over and contest the shots and stuff. Just sometimes you get blocks, sometimes they just throw up something else. But it's just the job. But, yeah. Thanks, bro. What a nice man.
What a nice man.
You're a nice man. Dude, I honestly, like, you talk about veteran leadership. The deflecting of the compliment and crediting his teammates for putting him in position to make, as if he's just a recipient of all of that. That's a perfect answer. That is honestly, that was the perfect answer to a non-question.
Can't put a dollar amount on that. Bring him back.
Play that. Did that not sound like the Magnificent Gladstone asking that question?
Let's play it one more time.
Much respect. You've been extremely aggressive. A lot of blocks. And want to see where this energy comes from. This last few games, a lot of blocks coming in. And Much respect.
It sounds a lot like him.
He's not as energetic as the Magnificent Gladstone, but kind of trying to sound almost like a little vocal fry social media influencer.
Yeah, 100%. That's a good catch by you.
You're so intangibly rich.
Yes.
I just wonder, where do you get this thing? If we're going to touch on a singular touch point, these blocks, how do you get there?
It was remedial Gladstone. Like, it was Gladstone with a much more diminished vocabulary, you know, just a lot of one-syllable words and stuff. Like, Timu Gladstone is who that was right there.
One of those press conferences, the one where you realize there was an Australian reporter.
Had an accent a little bit, by the way. That might have been the guy.
Yeah. No, but did you see the one where Stephen Adams dropped an expletive, and he was like, yeah, he's bleeping Australian.
I saw that. I like when he calls his teammates the lads, too. In one of his That's the one I tried to find. He's like, oh, the lads did good out there today. Like, the lads. Yeah. All right. So bring back Stephen Adams is the upshot of all that. All right, to the 8 o'clock hour we go. Let's circle back. We had Nick Caserio on the show yesterday. The offensive line has been the biggest topic for the Texans this offseason. Where is Titus Howard going to be playing? The O-line rebuild, what's that been like? And he talked about rookie Ariante Ursary as well. So we've got Texans GM Nick Caserio. Cuts from that interview coming up next.